Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 14th of July 1974. The title is The Means of Becoming an Embodiment of Success Like the Father is to Have Good Wishes for Everyone. The Means of Becoming an Embodiment of Success Like the Father is to Have Good Wishes for Everyone. Today, Bab Dada is seeing three types of stars amidst this gathering. All of you are the stars of knowledge, but even amongst the stars of knowledge, what are the three types? One are the stars of success, the second are the lucky stars, and the third are the stars of hope. Each star has its own world. Have all of you seen your own world, or have you just seen yourselves? The world means the creation. Are you able to see your creation? Do you know how many and what things are looked for in the creation? You have seen your own creation, haven't you? Whatever is the Father's creation is also your own creation. You are master creators, are you not? You aren't just going to rule the Father's subjects, are you? Are you not becoming master creators? Will you always be the creation? Creators means you are creating your own kingdom, does it not? Everything is number-wise in a kingdom. On what basis is this created? And even in that, there are yopagats. The bhagats of the Shaktis are different from the bhagats of the Father. Who will become your bhagats? On what basis will your bhagats be created? Those souls who experience some form of attainment from the elevated or instrument souls, or who have visions through such souls, and experience the attainment of blessings through such souls, they become the subjects or bhagats of these souls. Those who are very close souls, those who have a relationship with the Father, and who also claim a right to the inheritance from the Father, come into the royal family. At the same time, each soul is creating his own royal family. That is, the soul is creating the future relationships and royal family. He is creating his subjects and also his bhagats. What are the signs of bhagats and subjects? You have been told about the basis of coming into the kingdom, but what will be the difference between the subjects and the bhagats? The subjects will only be making effort to attain the attainments of knowledge and yoga. They will not have a close relationship, but will definitely have a distant relationship. Such souls will be making effort to create a life within the code of conduct according to their worthiness and according to their capacity. However, in the other two subjects of dharana and godly service, although they will be cooperative according to their capacity, they will not be an embodiment of success. This is why they are not able to become 16 celestial degrees complete. Because of being under the influence of some sanskar or nature, weak souls are not able to take a high jump. Therefore, instead of becoming part of the royal family or the royal clan, they become royal subjects. And the bhagats will never experience themselves to have all rights. They will have sanskars of being bhagats till the very end, and they will constantly keep on begging. Give me blessings, give me power, have mercy on me, give me strength, or give me drishti. Such sanskars of begging and being dependent will be visible in them till the very end. They will constantly be seekers. Even though they are being inspired to have the intoxication of being a child, of being a master, or of being a master or mighty authority, they will not be able to have this intoxication. They will be content with just a little. This is the sign of bhagats. From this, now see how many subjects and how many bhagats have been created. Bhagats never have the power to come into direct connection with the Father. They are always content with just coming into connection with souls. The words that repeatedly emerge from them are, "You are my everything." Such bhagats will come to you. Even against your conscious wish, of all instrument souls will continue to be created. Now, do you understand what your world and creation are? As you progress further, each of you will have a vision of which kingdom you will claim a royal status in, whether a male status or a female status. Acha, this is about the world of stars, that is, its creation. Amongst the stars, the first number star is a star of success. What are the signs of the stars of success from which you can check whether you are already a star of success or a future star of success? What are the signs of the lucky stars and the stars of hope? Even though you know yourselves, Bap Dada, with the mirror of knowledge, will give you a vision of three stages. All of you wish to have visions, do you not? If not with divine vision, you are able to have visions through the mirror of knowledge, are you not? The sign of the stars of success is that they will have determination in their every thought, that they have had success many times, and that success is guaranteed. They won't have the consciousness of whether there will be success or not, or that there should be success even in their dreams, but they will have 100% faith that their success is guaranteed. All their words will have the speciality of being words spoken with faith in the intellect, and their words will reveal the spiritual intoxication of being the children of God, that is, godly intoxication will be visible in them. The arrogance of body consciousness will not be visible in them. Through their words, even those who have a doubtful intellect will develop faith in the intellect because, firstly, they have spiritual godly intoxication, and secondly, their every word is very powerful. Their words are not ordinary or wasteful, and of course, their every action is elevated. For their speciality is that many souls will be able to find the right path through their every action. Through the saying, "Whatever deeds I perform, others who see me will do the same." Their every action will be the form of a teaching. This is known as powerful actions. Only those who have such thoughts, words, and deeds will be content with themselves. Because of being content, they will remain happy. They won't have to make the effort to be happy. They will naturally and constantly be happy. Other souls will also remain content with such souls who are an embodiment of success. That is, the success of contentment in others will be visible as the practical instant fruit. This is not the future fruit, but practical instant fruit. Seeing such constantly cheerful souls, other souls will also be influenced by them, and the waves of their sorrow and confusion will be transformed, and they will become happy. That is, by coming into contact with such souls, by coming close to such souls, others will be influenced by their happiness. Just as those who go close to or in front of the sun experience the rays of the sun against their conscious wish, in the same way, the rays of happiness of those who are the embodiment of success spread over many souls. It is as when you experience the color of the Father's company in 1 second, that is, when you remain yogyukt, you experience Baba's company and you thereby experience yourself being colored by that color. In the same way, other souls experience the color of the company of those who are the stars of success. This is the sign of those who are an embodiment of success and a star of success. The second are the lucky stars. What would be their sign? The lucky stars would especially have a lot of love for the Father and would remain absorbed in Baba's divine activities and experience the sweetness of all relationships with the Father. Their thoughts would not be powerful, but loving. In their awareness, they will constantly be speaking of their meeting with Baba and of Baba's divine activities. They would not have the seed stage so much. They would experience an avyakt meeting and the avyakt stage and a heart-to-heart conversation much more. Because of their love and because of breaking off with others and connecting with the One, such souls receive cooperation. Because of receiving cooperation from the Father, they don't have to make so much effort and yet they experience a lot of attainment. They always experience having the good luck of receiving extra help from the Father and of being able to go across. They feel that no one else has as much love as they have. Because of receiving cooperation, their words have intoxication within them. The first number souls have that sparkle, whereas the second number souls do not have that sparkle, but they have that intoxication. Those, the first number, are equal to the Father, and the second number are loving to the Father. But on what basis did they receive cooperation and on what basis did they become lucky? The main basis for this is breaking off from everyone else and connecting with One. They are unshakable and firm in this One relationship. This is why they are called lucky. The words of One who is an embodiment of success are, "This is already guaranteed," whereas the words of the lucky stars would be, "I understand this, it will definitely happen, Baba will help." This is the second stage. The third stage are the stars of hope. Because of not constantly attaining success, such souls have hope that they would definitely do something, that they would reach their destination or that they would definitely become something. However, in between, they stop somewhere, they get trapped somewhere, and sometimes they even become disheartened. Because of experiencing many different types of obstacles, they sometimes become afraid and sometimes become Mahaviras. Sometimes they get the chance to celebrate a meeting with Baba easily and sometimes they make that connection after having worked hard. This is why they are called the third number. They will neither constantly remain happy, nor will they constantly remain content, but they will never let go of their hope. They will never even fluctuate in the faith that they belong to the Father. However, because of being weak, they sometimes become disheartened. These are the stars of hope. Do you understand? Now, look in the mirror of knowledge and check who you are. This was the puzzle you came to solve, was it not? Now, at the end also, this is the puzzle that you have to solve. Who am I? You have to keep the aim of becoming a star of success because you have to become equal to the Father. Do not become content with just having love for the Father. In order for you to become equal to the Father and an embodiment of success like the Father, Baba is simply telling you two things in two words. It is easy to imbibe just two words, isn't it? Constantly maintain good wishes for all souls. Whomsoever you come into contact with, whomsoever you come into relationship with, and whomsoever you serve, have good wishes and pure feelings. No matter what form of an examination comes in front of you, even if that soul comes to make you fluctuate, you must have these two things of good wishes and pure feelings in your thoughts, words, and deeds for every soul, and you will become an embodiment of success. This is easy, isn't it? This is the dharma and the karma of Brahmins. Whatever is your dharma, so accordingly will be your karma. Baba's good wishes and pure feelings for all the children is that each one becomes higher than the father. This is why the moment he sees or hears of little things, he feels that they should become complete. Does it seem right that a master or mighty authority soul should speak of having such vision and attitude? That is, the master or mighty authority souls should speak of such weaknesses in front of Baba, the almighty authority. Therefore, Baba is now signaling you to become masters now, because after having made yourself this, you have to create the world. Do you understand? To such sensible children who make whatever they hear and whatever they do the same, to those who follow Bap Dada in every thought and in every word, to the stars of success, the lucky stars and the stars of hope, to the children who have a complete right to attaining their aim, Bap Dada's love, remembrances, good night and namaste. Om Shanti.